Monroe County commissioners are distributing more than $55,000 in grants to 10 local organizations for their work in drug treatment, prevention, and support services. The grants come through the Monroe County CARES Board, a coordinating council for the Governor's Commission for a Drug-Free Indiana. The awards are given in three categories: treatment, justice, and prevention. Commissioner Amanda Barge announced the recipients of the commissioner's September 6th meeting.
For the treatment category, we have Amethyst House, and they are receiving $4,426.82. They're both receiving the same amount for both the men's and the women's program. And under treatment also is Shalom, and they're receiving $8,750.68 for Crawford Homes program.
The CARES Board awarded more than $14,000 in the justice category. Local nonprofit New Leaf, New Life received the largest award at $4,600. The Ellettsville Police Department, Monroe County Community Corrections, and the county's Drug Treatment Court also received grants. In the prevention category, more than $17,000 were distributed to four organizations.
Under prevention, Big Brothers Big Sisters is receiving $3,811.56 for community-based one-to-one program. Rhinos Youth Center is receiving $7,208.82 for the Youth Center. Centerstone is receiving $3,142.96 for their Peer Run Recovery Center. And Courage to Change is receiving $3,438.69.
County Attorney Jeff Cockrell says the grant money is sourced from court fees, not tax revenues.
These are not from county taxes or any source of funds. The source of funding is through the court system. The judges assess fees, and part of those fees go into this grant fund programming. So these are fees paid by offenders or through the court system. They are not part of the other tax base of the county.
Commissioners also approved contracts for recipients of the 2017 Sophia Travis Community Service Grant. Monroe County Council member Ryan Cobine said needs in the community have been outpacing the amount of grant money available.
From 2014, 2015, 2016, and 2017, we started out receiving about $185,000 in requests. In 2015, that went up to $245,000. Last year, $272,000. And this year, we received a total of $320,000 in requests. The number of agencies making those requests has also grown in a similar fashion, from 21 to 31 and up to this year to 43 over the last 4 years as well. And the amount of money that we're able to award for the first 3 years was $110,000, and it increased only slightly to 2017 this year to $115,000.
Commissioner Julie Thomas acknowledged the challenge the grant committee faced in having to deny so many requests for funding.
I will just say that it's a great day to dish out $160,000+ to really worthy causes in our community, but it's a drop in the ocean of need. So everyone, please keep all our local agencies in mind.
The next Monroe County Commissioners meeting is scheduled for this Wednesday, September 13th.